God and legacy. All right. Today, I want to talk about an abundance mindset. Having an abundance mindset. It won't come up on the screen, but you can write it down if you're taking notes. And this is where we begin to listen with our heart. Jesus said, those who have ears to hear, let them hear. Because when I'm done, I'm out. So if you hear, open up your mind, open up your heart. I want to start with this question. Ask yourself this, a poverty mindset or an abundance mindset? Do I have a poverty mindset or an abundance mindset? Can we take a moment to welcome our online family? Come on, everyone. Let's welcome them in. Thank you for joining us today, online family. It's so good to be here with you. But do I have a poverty mindset or an abundance mindset? Now, I'm a preface this message real quick, okay? I'm feeling good today. Let me survey. Okay, so I'm feeling good, all right? I need y'all to come up with me today, okay? Please don't bring me down, all right? All right, don't bring me down now. Okay, let's go. Can we? Come on now. Online, put something in the chat. All right. Praise the Lord. We good? We ready?
Ready.
Someone say, I'm ready. All right, because I've been cooking all week, and I'm ready to serve. And hopefully y'all came hungry. Now, all right. So this is supposed to be encouraging. It's going to challenge a little bit of your paradigm, and it's going to challenge some old value systems that you may have. And but God's going to move us forward. So a poverty mindset. Let's talk a little bit about a poverty mindset tends to see things through the lens of lack. Many people struggle with a poverty mindset. Now, I'm not talking about money. Follow me. We're talking about mindset. We're talking about heart. We're talking about how you think and how you process. And one of the key indicators to pick up on if you struggle with a poverty mindset is processing your words, right? Because Christ said this, all right? Christ said that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So what's in your soul, it's kind of like if this cup was full, right? If I were to bump it, or when life starts to bump us, what's in our heart flows out of our mouth. And so you'll know based upon how you speak, if you struggle with a poverty spirit or a poverty mindset. Let me give you some key indicators of the lack mindset. Okay. Number one, the poverty mindset blames others. Number two, the poverty mindset makes excuses. The poverty mindset wastes time. Poverty mindset, it just waits around until something happens or until someone saves it. The poverty mindset lacks gratitude or is not grateful. It's a mentality. It's a mindset. I have a few others here. It won't come up on the screen, but you can add it. Refuses to forgive. And sometimes that's really at the root of the problem is all of us experience trauma. All of us are sitting under the same message. But one group is going to respond a certain way. One group is going to respond a different way. So that's why I invite all of y'all to come up. come up with me. All right. So we can all be on the right side of this message starting tonight. You know what I mean? But we all go through trauma, but some people just refuse to heal because it's easier to use our trauma and our past as a crutch to not fulfill our potential. We rather lean on what mom did, what dad did, and what happened to me to not excel to the greatness that God has called us to. And so we rather stay in those safe scriptures. Someone say safe scriptures. You know, those God is the God of comfort and all that. And he is, but he comforts you so that you can stand on your feet and move the ball forward in life. So the good news is that God is a God of abundance. Someone say abundance. And the word abundance, if you're taking notes, means plentifulness of good things. The plentifulness of good. God is a God of good things. And he has more than enough good things to pass out to each of us. He doesn't lack good things. And he longs to lavish good things on our lives. He wants to. He's postured to. He's positioned to. The good thing about an abundance mentality or mindset, go ahead and write this down, is that I can choose an abundance mindset. I can choose to turn away from a poverty mindset. Right? And ungrateful. I'm done with that because that's limiting. It's keeping me down. I can choose to latch on to the abundance of God. All right. And so what is an abundance mindset? So today is practical. I'm teaching a lot. I have a lot of points. Is that okay? Is that good? Okay. I'm just kind of laying it out. I don't have a lot of stories or jokes or anything. A joke may pop out here and there. I just need you to follow me. Okay. All right. So an abundant mindset, write this down, is the constant choice to see and pursue God's best for my life. It's the constant conscious choice to see and pursue God's best. It's a choice. They teach you this in speaking class. Even though I've never taken a speaking class. To sometimes just let it sit. I'm going to leave that point up there. Just let y'all read it for the next 15 seconds. Okay. So don't read it. Lower thirds. It should be there for online right there. We can't see it in real life, but it should be right there. Somewhere right here. If it's here, it's too high. It should be here. I'm going to go home and watch this and be like, why did you do that? It's ridiculous. It's the constant choice. It's waking up on days like today where it's gloomy. Ooh, this has been a have you seen the Giant series? And it's I listen to that series. Because I need to be reminded, like, I choose my thoughts. All right, yeah, we can celebrate that. I choose my thoughts. And it's been such a blessing because I'll get up in the morning and here it comes. Here comes that weight. Here comes that worry. And I'm like, no, it's a good day. God is good. God is faithful. I'm moving forward. There's more. I'm not. I rebuke in Jesus' name. And you got to practice it. Like choosing an abundant mindset is like developing a muscle, right? And so it's the choice, and the abundant mindset speaks. And this is what it says. Okay, so and we're going to unpack this statement, and this is going to be our message. An abundant mindset says this. I can start something fresh, open your heart, open your mind, build wealth, and leave a God-honoring legacy. Amen. An abundant mindset. I can start something fresh, build all forms of wealth, not just financial, and then when God calls me home, I can leave a God-honoring legacy. Amen. Right? That's the good life. And this is the key. It takes time. It takes time. It's not sexy. It's not what everyone wants to do, but it's truly what everyone wants. Okay, I'm going to say that again. I'm going to go over here. this is not what everyone wants to do, but it's what everyone wants. Okay. So therefore, all I simply have to do is make a choice. And I need to get around a community that has the same conviction and desire. And that's going to add strength to my journey. So let's go to Abraham, okay? Abraham, Genesis 12. Someone say Genesis 12. All right. He's the father of faith, okay? The Bible calls him a friend of God. And God withheld no good thing from Abram. The Bible says that if you're in Christ, you're under the blessing of Abraham. So all of the blessings of Abraham are available to you. So we're going to read these blessings. We're going to read these promises. And then we're going to adopt an abundant mindset so that we can access them. Sounds good?
Yes,
sounds good?
Yes.
Sounds good?
Yes.
Come on with me now. Come on now. The Southern preacher said, come on now. Or is that really just me? All right. Y'all ready? Hallelujah. All right. What does hallelujah mean?
Praise the Lord.
Oh, we just talked about this now. What does it mean?
Praise the Lord.
All right. Praise the Lord. The Lord had said to Abram, this is before he changes his name. Open your heart. Here it is. Leave your native country, your relatives, your father's family, and go to the land that I will show you. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you and make you famous. You will be a blessing to others. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who treat you with contempt. All the families on earth will be blessed through you. This is a messianic prophecy about Christ. Verse 4 in conclusion. So Abram departed as the Lord had instructed, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he left Haran. Who wouldn't want? Let's pull 1-3 back up. Let's study this. I don't know anyone in their right mind that wouldn't want. Let's read this again. Verse 2. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you and make you famous. You will be a blessing to others. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who treat you with contempt. All the families on earth will be blessed through you. Someone say abundance.
Abundance.
Oh, I don't know. Did we count the number? How many times God say bless in this thing? God, let's go back over. We're having a Bible study. Verse 2, midway through verse 2. I will bless you. I will make you famous and you will be a blessing to others. I will bless those who bless you. And all the families on the earth will be blessed through you.
Wow.
All right. What does the number of 5 represent in scripture? I said grace. So what grace has nothing to do with our hard work. God is saying, I'm going to bring all this stuff into your life. Right. But the part you play is stewarding your soul. Right. Stewarding your mindset. And I'm going to bless you. This is so simple, but it's so good. So what does the abundance mindset say? It says, number one, I can start something fresh. Wow. I can start something fresh. Many homes are just prone to brokenness. Many of us grew up in a home of confusion and tension, financial struggle. Right. Our families, our moms, our dads, they did their best, but they just couldn't make ends meet. Right. Abuse, neglect. But what God is saying to Abraham as he's calling him out of a pagan family, idol worshiping family, a dysfunctional family, he's calling him out of it. He says, Abraham, I'm starting something new with you. And the Bible says in Psalms that he sets one apart in families. So many of you in here and online, you felt weird all your life, right? But it wasn't that you were weird. It's just that God was intentional about setting you apart from everybody else. And you don't discover how special you are, how unique you are until you come to Christ. And God specializes in singling people out so that you can do a fresh thing. It actually says this here further down in Abraham's story, Genesis 18. For Abraham will certainly, verse 18, will certainly become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth will be blessed through him. Here it is. I have, someone say that, singled, is it there? Say it with me. I have singled him out so that he will direct his sons and their families to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is right and just. So God said, I've chosen them. I've singled you out. Stop trying to be like everyone else. Stop following everyone else. I love what Trey said in his story. He tried so hard to fit in, but he finally discovered, I don't have to try hard to fit in anymore. God has singled me out. There's a reason why you feel like you battle with loneliness and you feel like you're different and you feel like you have big dreams and you feel like no one understands you. It's because God has singled you out to do something great, to do something new, to do something fresh. He singled you out. There's an anointing on your life to shift the trajectory of your family and to impact the world. He singled you out. And Abraham had a revelation of this. And it says this here, and then, someone say, then, I will do for Abraham all that I've promised him. Once he begins to, As he begins to assess his old value system, all that crap that Terah placed in his mind, his dad, his mom, all the examples that he saw growing up, as he assesses that, and lines those values up with the values of Christ and the values of Scripture. And as he filters that out and turns to the way, God said, then, someone say then, then he opens the door to invite everything I've promised him into his life. But it starts with doing away with mindset. Right? I'm not going to do money that way. I'm not going to do sex that way. I'm not going to talk to people that way. I'm not going to have a poor work ethic. I'm going to be faithful. I'm going to be pure. I'm going to be consistent. I'm going to be godly. I'm going to be excellent. I'm going to do it God's way so that God can bring his abundance into my life. Oh, yeah. Start something fresh. He singles us out. He gives us a new mindset, new values, a new path. Jesus Christ said that I am the way, the truth, the life. Hallelujah. Right? And he says, I've come to give you a life more abundantly, a life more abundantly. Right? I love it. So start something fresh. I remember, when the Lord, he was really working on me, my heart, in 2012 to start a church. And I hadn't even said yes to becoming a pastor, but I had a dream to start something. And I went down the excuses, that poverty mindset crept in, that you can't and you won't and you never, and you don't derive from a line of leaders or pastors or no one supports you. You know what I mean? That poverty limiting mindset set in. But I had to make a choice. Do I follow the ways of God, even though I don't fully understand them or know them? Or do I follow the comfort of what I know, the habits, the mindsets, and the poverty and the limiting paradigms that I'm comfortable with? Or do I work against my flesh, because that only leads to death? Or do I go with the Spirit of God that's going to promote growth and peace in my life? And what I didn't know was that God wasn't just calling me to start a church. He was calling me to be, and I'm going to go King James here. Y'all ain't go catch it. I had to preface it. I'm going to be an ensemble. Ensemble, an example of someone who lives according to his faith. I didn't know the abundance I was going to step into. Because what does he tell Abraham? He says, go and I will what?
Show.
So before he shows, I must
go.
He won't show unless I
go.
So if I'm stuck here and I'm like, Lord, just bless me. Just give me the abundance. I'm going to do it my way, but give me the abundance. He said, no, you must what?
Go.
And then he'll what?
Show.
Ooh. And this, let me give you a little pro tip. Your mind has not imagined, nor heard, nor seen the things that God has prepared for you. So you need to give me 5 minutes here. You need to baptize. You need to die to this. And you need to do something fresh. And if you've started, keep with it. Don't give up. Number two, I can build wealth. I can build wealth. Give me 1105 worship. I can build wealth. What is wealth? Go ahead and write this down. Very, very practical message. Is this okay?
Yes.
All right. Don't be offended by this. I'm just trying to help you out. Wealth is this. Write this down. It's an abundance of valuable possessions. And it's not just material things. But you can build great things in your life. It is your lot. God has promised it to you. I know we see death and destruction and dysfunction everywhere. The news is rampant with it, but that is not the Lord. Most news outlets are ran by demonic sources. And if after you've watched the news, you get angry, you get fearful, that is not of God. It is not the reality always of what's going on. Do you understand me? Your lot in life is peace. It is abundance. Go ahead and write this down. The Lord has blessed me with the ability to build wealth. It says it in Deuteronomy. I'm going to just shoot straight. I have a lot of statements, okay? He wants you to build wealth. God has no interest in you struggling. Now, you can make excuses. Or you can receive the grace of God and step in it. You can make excuses or you can receive, but you can't have both. You cannot have excuses in destiny. You must choose. He wants you to build your life. So, but here's the key. How do I do it though, Pastor? Here's the key. I'm not going to give you how. I'm going to give you mindset. I'm going to give you spirit. I'm going to give you soul. Here's the key. My attitude toward people and life will determine the wealth that I experience. What's the key? Attitude. So like, give me the ABCs. Give me the, you know, nah, because y'all won't do them. Now, if we speak to your heart and your mind, if we get in here, we're tapping on your person.
Right.
So what is your attitude? It's a fixed way of thinking. So what do I think about people when I go to work? What I think about my professors? How do I think about my supervisor? How do I think about my coworkers? How do I think about my classmates? It's my attitude toward people. Because I'm going to tell you this. This is how God operates. He often promotes through people. He often blesses you through. So my attitude towards people is either the key to unlock or it's the limiting factor to the wealth that God is attempting to bring in my life. Yeah, that's okay. It's my attitude. It's my attitude towards life. It's my attitude towards life. Like right now, my youngest, he's on a select all-star team this morning. He had his first game. And so I could have been like, oh, man, I got to go to church. Dang it. I want to be with him. I want to check him out. That's exciting. Matter of fact, I got a video. He had a triple. It's like, dang, but I wasn't there for his first. Come on, we can celebrate the triple. Celebrate the triple. Right? My heart is with him, but my heart is really here. I love my son. But I got room in my heart for here. I'm not going to be negative about being here because I'm not where I want to be. Oh, let me say that again. Whoa. Y'all caught it. Okay, we're good. Y'all caught that. All right, here it is. Proverbs 23:7. Proverbs 23:7. For as he thinks within himself, so he is. Someone say it's that simple. As he thinks within himself, herself, so you are. So my mindset determines the quality of my life. And when I'm talking about faith, family, and finances, God and legacy, and when I think about my kids, they know where dad's at. They know dad is worshiping the Lord, building the faith of others, and dad's going to come home and be with us. I don't have to worry about dad not coming because he's with some other woman or he's not honoring the Lord with his life. No, dad loves us. He's equipped us to be with mom, to respect and obey mom. He's pouring into the people of God, and he's going to come home and be with us later. Legacy. Yes, yes. Legacy. Legacy. But if I revisit all honor and love and respect for my family, but if I revisit some of the things I saw in my home, and I were to go according to those ways, none of today is possible. It's only possible through 18 years of walking with Christ. It's a mindset. And that's what God is trying to do a miracle in your life in this season. It's in your heart and in your mind. And he wants your attention. So many things have our attention. Social media, news. Like, a lot of you don't even understand why you're supporting Palestine. A lot of you don't understand why you're supporting Israel. You just, because you see the crowd going with it, oh, give me a shirt and a blanket. Oh, give me a flaggy. You don't even know why. But what I do know is you're distracted. And the Bible says you have scales on your eyes. You're asleep. And what it all is, the social media, the news, it's all an excuse to not step into an abundant mindset. It's all an excuse to not do the work that God has called you to do. And he's giving you the grace to do. And there's healing. There's joy. There's possibility beyond your pain, beyond the distraction. But you have to turn. You have to repent. Someone say repent. You got to turn from this, and you got to get with the Lord. So can I give you six attitudes of wealth? Can I do it? So these are six mindsets or attitudes of wealth. Number one is the overcoming mindset. And I'll give you some descriptions if you're writing. The overcoming. This is the individual who's healing from their past. They're forgiving. They're facing their challenges. It's an overcoming mindset. I think about Joseph when his brothers finally discover, oh, you're the prime minister of Egypt. Go home and read this stuff, Genesis. You're the prime minister of Egypt? He said, yeah, because they beat him up and they sold him off as a slave. And he was an overcomer. He said, hey, look, we're cool. You didn't send me here. The Lord sent me here. Right. He overcame that bitterness and that unforgiveness, because had he lacked forgiveness in his heart for his brothers, God couldn't have elevated him. So an attitude of wealth is overcoming your past trauma, getting some counseling, getting some therapy, actively overcoming. Number two, it's a grateful attitude. It's an attitude of wealth. I thank the Lord for where I am and what I have. Come on, grateful. Pull it on up. Number two, I thank the Lord for where I am and what I have. Wow. I'm not looking at your grass. Yeah. I got a few spots, but I'm a fertilizer. I'm a water. I'm a seed it. Praise God for your grass. Yeah. Praise God for your life. But I have a life, right? I'm blessed. I'm moving forward. I'm grateful because when we're grateful, we can build what we have. right? The Bible, Proverbs, the book of wisdom, it says, work your land.
Yes.
Work your land. Don't, oh, I wish I had that land. Work your land. You don't know what they got to do to have that land. You don't want that land. You don't. I want that house. No, you don't. I want that car. No, you don't. Just a bigger payment. You work. Work your land. Number three. This ain't even 11:30. I'm tripping. Okay. It's a focused attitude. Focused. Right. I'm looking forward. I'm not distracted. You need to get focused. What do I focus on, Pat? Focus on today. Focus on your family, your job, your schoolwork, your health. Focus. Your finances. Get into them. Write them out. Man, that's negative $300. Okay, what do you need to do to get to negative 100? What do you need to do to get to positive 10? What? You focus on your stuff. Focus. Someone say focus. Y'all be focused on 270. You can focus. Some of y'all don't be. Anyway, number four, a peaceful attitude. Attitude of wealth. I don't have time. Here's the thought. I have peace and I bring peace.
Yes,
I look at you in the eye when we exchanging money at 7-Eleven. I'm going to say thank you for taking my money. You better say thank you for success. I'm going to open the door for you. I'm going to let you over in traffic. Why am I getting back to driving? I'm going to let you. I see your signal. Come on over. I'm not going to speed up. I bring peace. 9 times out of 10, I'm going to pull up next to you at the red light anyway. You ain't going nowhere. Can we celebrate a little something? I know I'm preaching. I know I'm telling the truth. Two of my members almost ran me over a month ago. I know who you are. I won't put you out there. Gone. The fifth attitude of wealth is excellence. I'm doing my best with what's in my hand. And the sixth is expectant.
Amen.
I'm expectant. I see a greater future and I'm moving towards it every day. These are attitudes. Someone say attitudes. Attitudes of wealth. And then number three, I'll leave you with this and we'll go. I can leave a God-honoring legacy. I can. Someone say I can.
I can.
Let me give you this last verse. Psalm 112, verses 1 through 3. Such a powerful verse. I'll simply read it and we'll pray. It says this here, praise the Lord. How joyful are those who fear the Lord and delight in obeying his commands. Here it is. Their children will be successful everywhere. An entire generation of godly people will be blessed. Verse 3 in conclusion, they themselves will be wealthy. And their good deeds will last forever. You can leave a God-honoring legacy in Jesus' name. Can we put our hands together for the word of God?